Hello, everyone, and welcome to another IA DemoCast. My name is Jason Earls, and today I'm going to be demonstrating the new features available in Seeing AI. Now, for those of you who don't know, Seeing AI is an application that you can download for free from the Apple App Store, and it allows you to do all kinds of stuff using your camera. Everything from light identification, color identification, product identification, text detection, image descriptions. It's amazing. The application is developed by Microsoft. As I said, it is available for free. So if this demo cast makes you curious, by all means, check it out. The way Seeing AI works is you do have to tell it what you are trying to identify. So for instance, if you know that you are trying to identify currency, you will have to go to the channel switcher, which we will demonstrate, and you will need to tell it to identify people. There are also 3D touch shortcuts, but I'm not going to go into that as not all devices have 3D touch, and that's a little outside the scope of this show. So, first off, I have Seeing AI open, so what we're going to do is we are just going to take a look at the screen, explore the menus, and we will just dive right in. So, let me unlock my phone here.
620. Menu. Button.
Alrighty, and we are in Seeing AI, as I said, and the first thing we come across is a menu button. I'm just going to flick right through the screen.
Quick Help. Button.
We have the Quick Help button.
Pause Announcements button.
Pause Announcements button. So for modes like the short text mode, which is selected by default, Seeing AI will constantly scan and try to identify a text that it sees as soon as it reads it. So the Pause Announcements button is useful for things like this. It is a toggle, so if I double tap it,
Resume Announcements.
It changes to Resume Announcements, and if I double tap it again,
Pause Announcements.
You hear Pause Announcements. So if I flick right,
Channel, Short Text, Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
We have Channel, Short Text, Adjustable. That is the channel switcher that I was mentioning earlier, and I will go ahead and go through the different channel modes once we reach the end of the screen. So if I flick right again,
Channel, Short Text, Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
We have, in fact, reached the end of the screen. And the screen will change a little bit depending on the channel that you have selected. So really quickly, I'm just going to show you the available channels by swiping up. So right now we are on short text. So if I swipe up.
Document.
We are on document. And document
is... No edges visible. Pause announcements. Button. Resume announcements.
So I just double tapped on pause announcements so that it would stop trying to scan and talk over me. Document mode is actually pretty cool. It's very similar to short text, except it doesn't immediately identify text. So what it'll try to do is it will try to determine whether it can see all the edges of a document when as you move the camera around and giving you feedback as to what you can and can't see. Once it does realize, hey, I can see all the edges of the file of the document, it will automatically go ahead and take a picture for you and tell you if there are any text that it detects. I'm not going to demo that because that is outside the scope of this. I'm just going to focus on the new features. So I'm going to go ahead and flick right here back to the channel switcher.
Channel, document, adjustable, swipe up or down with one
finger to adjust the value. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and show you the next channel.
Product.
Product. This is a barcode reading channel, essentially. So you move your camera over a package and or a box and you'll get beeps, and the faster the beeps are, the closer you are to the barcode. And when the barcode's detected, Seeing AI will automatically snap a picture and tell you what the product is if it knows about it. And if there are directions, you will see a more info button in that screen, allowing you to access any of the directions or additional information for the product.
Person.
Person. We are actually going to spend some time in this channel, as this channel has a new feature. The feature itself has been around a while, but the placement of the button is now new, and I am talking about the person recognition feature. So you can take a picture of a person and tell Seeing AI its name, or their name, I should say. And when you do that, and you have them added, if it detects them in the field of view of the camera or in a picture, it will let you know that it detects them, and I can demonstrate that once we go through this screen here. So I'm going to go ahead and switch to a different channel.
Currency.
Currency. Pretty self-explanatory. It identifies currency as it passes over the camera. If those of you who are familiar with Looktel Money Reader, or I believe it's just called Money Reader, but it's very similar to that. You can switch currency in the menu because Seeing AI does support more than just U.S. currency. So it's pretty handy.
Scene preview.
Scene preview. This also has a new feature. This is where we're going to explore some photos. Or rather, I have photos that were taken with this mode that we're going to explore.
Color preview. Brown.
Color preview. Looks like I have to pause my announcements again.
Brown. Pause announcements. Button. Resume announcement. Channel. Color preview.
Because it was trying to identify colors. And as you can hear, that's basically what it's doing. It's identifying colors as the camera sees things. So I'm going to go ahead and switch to a new channel.
Handwriting preview.
Handwriting preview. This is a useful channel, but it's not one I use very often. So if you have like a handwritten note, you would use this channel and it will try to recognize the handwritten text. It's sort of similar to document mode.
Light.
Light. And that hum is Seeing AI telling me that I have a bit of light. And as it is humming, I'll just go ahead and demonstrate that really quick for you. All right. So I've officially covered the camera. So as I move the camera into more and more light, you'll notice that the sound will get higher in pitch. So I'm going to do that now. And as you can see, the pitch is getting higher and lower. I'm going to go ahead and pause announcements so it stops doing this.
Pause announcements. Resume announcements. Channel. Light. Adjustable. Light.
And that is the last channel that we have in Seeing AI.
Landscape. Home button to the left. Oop. Menu. Button. Portrait.
Oop, I did not mean to switch orientations there. So, what I'm going to do is I am going to tap on the menu button, which is at the top left of the screen.
Menu. Button.
And we are going to explore the menu.
Close button.
So as you heard VoiceOver say, we have a close button.
Browse photos button.
Browse photos button. Now I'm not actually going to take a picture with the camera with Seeing AI because I do already have some photos on my phone. We are going to use this to browse the photos. So I'm going to go ahead and flick through the rest of the menu.
Help button.
I gotta love the way the Siri voice says help. So yeah, there's a help button.
Feedback button.
Feedback button. So if you run into any issues, you can send feedback to Microsoft.
Settings button.
Settings button. We're going to delve in here a little bit once we start demonstrating moving channels around, which is one of the other features of Seeing AI.
About button.
About.
About button.
And that's all we have in the menu. Let's go ahead, since we're in the menu, and demonstrate moving channels. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the settings button.
Settings button.
Double tap.
Settings back button.
And in here.
Settings hit currency button.
We have currency, and this is where you can change the types of currency Seeing AI scans for.
Currency. Configure 3D touch shortcuts button.
Configure 3D touch shortcuts. Again, that's not something that is in the scope of this particular demo, but what you can do is you can 3D touch on the Seeing AI icon on your home screen, and you can configure which channels show up in the little menu that pops up. I believe iOS limits you to 4 channels, so it's a pretty quick and handy way to jump to a channel if you have a device that has 3D touch. So let's go ahead and flick right.
Manage lighting. Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
Manage lighting. So if Seeing AI thinks that it needs to have more light to take photos, it can automatically turn an on and off the light on your camera.
Reorder channels. Button.
Reorder channels. This is what we want, but I'll go ahead and show you the rest of the settings in here.
Seeing AI will automatically adjust the camera flash and torch based on lighting conditions. Speech. Heading. Select voice. Button.
Now, Seeing AI will speak without the use of VoiceOver, and that's what these options are for. You can choose your voice, choose your speed.
Speech rate, 50%. Adjustable. Adjust speech for announcements. This setting will not affect VoiceOver users. Browse photos. Heading.
Browse photos heading. I believe this is the last setting.
Show newest photos first. Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting. Show newest photos.
Yes, that is the last setting. And that setting's pretty self-explanatory. It'll show the newest photos first at the top of the list when you're browsing photos. So we're going to go ahead and go to the Reorder Channels button.
Select speed, see Reorder Channels button.
Now I'm going to double tap it.
Reorder back button.
Now, reordering channels, if you've ever customized any of the options in the VoiceOver Router, this is going to be very similar to the router customization. So this might feel very familiar to some of you. So if I flick, it will tell me all of the channels that are selected. The channels that are selected are the channels that I can actually switch to. If it says the name of a channel and it doesn't tell me that it's selected, then that channel is hidden. So yes, you can hide and show channels in Seeing AI, and that's how you do it. And I will demonstrate this. But first, let's go ahead and make sure that all of the channels are in the channel switcher. So I'm just going to flick right through this list and see what we have.
Reorder channels, heading, selected, short text, actions available.
Now the actions for these channels are
move up, move down, activate.
Move up, move down, and activate. Now if you double tap on activate, it'll just toggle whether or not the currently selected channel will appear in the channel list. So for instance, if I double tap here,
short text.
Now it just says short text. So short text is now hidden and will not appear in the main screen of Seeing AI on the channel switcher. So I'm going to reselect it because I want it there.
Selected, short text.
And I'm going to flick right.
Reorder short text, button, draggable. Double tap and hold, wait for the sound, then drag to rearrange.
So it's very similar to router customization, as I mentioned. This button is, of course, what you would interact with if you wanted to move the position of short text in the list. And again, I can demonstrate that, but I just want to show you all of the channels and what we have selected and what we don't have selected in this list. So I'm going to continue to flick down the list and see what we have.
Selected, document, reorder document, selected, product, reorder product, button. Selected, person, reorder person, button. Selected, currency, reorder currency, button. Selected, scene, reorder scene, button. Selected, color, reorder color, button. Selected, handwriting, reorder handwriting, button. Selected, light, reorder light, button. Drag channels into the order you wish to see them in the channel switcher. Deselect a channel to hide it. Drag channels in.
And there's the description, and we've moved down the list. Let's go ahead and group all of the document-related or text-related channels together. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make my channel switcher become short text, document, and handwriting. So in order to do that, I'm going to find handwriting.
Selected, light. Selected, color. Selected, scene. Selected,
oops,
handwriting.
There it is. And I'm going to move my finger right to the reorder button.
Reorder handwriting, button, draggable. Double tap and hold, wait for the sound, then drag to rearrange.
And that is what I'm going to do. So let's go ahead and move it.
Moved above person. Moved above product.
I'm just dragging my finger up the screen.
Moved above document. Moved above short text.
Whoops.
Moved below short text. Moved below document.
I'm going to go ahead and let go here. Now, I was getting Taptic feedback as I was dragging the channel around the list. And I also got a Taptic when I let go of the reorder button as well. So I found that to be a really cool feature along with the sound. So let's say I want to hide color. I don't use color all that often. So I'm going to go ahead and find
reorder document. Selected. Selected. Product. Selected. Selected. Currency. Selected. Scene. Selected. Color. Selected. Light.
Whoops.
Selected. Color.
And I'm going to double tap on it and deselect it.
Color.
And now color will not appear in my channel list. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to back out of settings here, and I will show you the new order of my channel list.
Back button. Seeing AI. Double tap to open. Actions available.
Okay, and apparently that crashes the app. That's interesting. I do believe, though, that if I reopen Seeing AI, my options have been saved, so my channel list should be the way I want. So I'm going to go ahead and re-double tap on Seeing AI, and we're going to open it again.
KNFB, Seeing AI, double tap to...
Yep.
Menu, button. Channel, short text, pause announcements, button, channel, short text.
Okay, so as you can see, we have short text here. So if I flick up to switch channels, we get...
Document.
We get document.
Handwriting preview.
Handwriting preview. So that is exactly what I wanted. So let's go ahead and continue switching channels and see if color is gone.
Product. Person. Currency. Scene preview. Light. Light. Pause announcements. But resume announcements.
I, of course, hit pause announcements so it would stop identifying light. So as you can see, that is how you select and hide channels. So my handwriting channel is after my document channel, and I no longer have color. So let's go ahead and talk about photos. So what I'm going to do here is I am going to tap on the menu button.
Menu button. Close button.
And we are going to go to browse photos.
Browse photos button. Browse photo. A duck swimming in a body of water. 3:34 p.m.
Okay, now some of these photos I've already looked at just to see how seeing AI would identify them. Some of these are photos I took today. Well, myself and my girlfriend took for me today. And these photos were taken at Cranard Park, which is a park that's not too far away from our house. So what I'm going to do is I am going to double tap on this photo and show you what we get.
Scene. A duck swimming in a body of water.
All right, and we're going to go ahead and flick.
Date, Monday, April 8th, 2019. Share button.
Oops.
Date, Monday, April 8th, 2019, 3:34 p.m.
And that's, of course, the date and time.
Share button.
Share brings up a normal share sheet so you can share photos with social media, messages, mail, so on and so forth.
Reanalyze button.
Reanalyze. So if we double tap this, seeing AI will reanalyze the photo, and sometimes that can be useful to get a better description. I have tapped reanalyze on all of these photos and it does not give me a different description, so I'm not going to go ahead and do that, but I could. So I'm going to go ahead and flick.
Delete button.
We have delete, which of course allows you to delete your photo.
Explore photo button.
And explore photo. This is the last button.
Explore photo.
In the screen for this photo. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap on it.
Explore processing.
Okay. So now at this point, what you do is you drag your finger around the screen like this. Now this sound means that there's nothing there. So I'm going to continue to drag my finger around the screen.
Bird.
It did say it was a duck, so as you heard with the piano and chime, it said bird, and now the other sound has stopped because I have my finger still on the object. It also gave me a tap tick as soon as it said bird. So if I continue to drag around this photo.
Bird.
That's the same bird.
Bird.
So now we're beyond the bird. And there's nothing else here. So in order to get out of the photo exploration mode, you simply double tap.
Bird. Scene. A duck swimming in a body of water.
And we can hit back.
Back button. A duck swimming in a body of water. 3:34 p.m.
And let's go ahead and choose a different photo.
Probably a flock of seagulls are swimming in a body of water. 3:33 p.m.
Let's choose this. If I remember correctly, these are actually ducks, not seagulls. So let's go ahead and explore and see what we see.
Scene. Probably a flock of seagulls are swimming in a body of water. Explore photo button.
I just did a four finger single tap at the bottom of the screen to jump to this button, and we are going to double tap it.
Processing.
Alrighty. And we can, of course, explore as earlier. So I'm going to drag my finger on the screen.
Duck.
There's a duck.
Duck.
I think that's the same duck.
Duck.
Yeah, that's the same duck.
Duck bird.
Oh, there's a bird. We found a bird. So yeah, That's how photo exploration works. I'll go ahead and do a couple more photo explorations for you guys. So we're going to head back. Actually, we're going to double tap first to get out of the photo mode, and then we're going to head back.
Scene. Probably a flock of seagulls are swimming back. Button. Probably a flock of seagulls are swimming in a body of water. 3:33 p.m.
And the nice thing about this is that it has remembered my position in the photo list whenever I hit back, so I don't have to continue touching the screen if I don't want to. So I'm going to go ahead and flick to the next photo.
A bird swimming in water next to a body of water.
A bird swimming in water next to a body of water. Obviously, seeing AI's descriptions aren't always completely accurate, but they are still a lot better than not having any descriptions at all. So let's go ahead and explore this photo and see what seeing AI sees.
A bird swimming in water next to a body of water.
We are actually at a lake, and I was kind of close to the shore, so I'm not sure if that's where it got a bird swimming in water next to a body of water. But anyway.
Explore photo button.
Let's see what we have.
Processing.
All right, we can drag our finger around the screen.
Bird.
There's a bird. Another bird.
Bird.
It's the same two birds. Looks like that might be all that's here.
Bird.
Yeah, that appears to be all we have in this photo, so I'm going to go ahead and double tap.
Scene. A bird back button.
And hit the back button.
A bird swimming in water next. A group of people standing next to a body of water. 3:31 p.m.
A group of people. That group of people is actually geese. So we're going to go ahead and explore the photo.
Scene. A group of people standing next to a body of water. Explore photo button. Explore processing.
Again, I'm just dragging my finger around the screen.
Bird.
There's a bird.
Bird.
Probably a goose.
Tree.
There's a tree. Too bad we can't climb it.
Tree.
Oh, another tree. Is that the same tree? I think that's the same tree.
Tree?
Yeah, that's the same tree. So that appears to be all we have in this photo. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap again.
Tree? Scene.
There we go.
Scene. A back button.
The back button.
A group of people. A body of water surrounded by trees. 3:31 p.m.
A body of water surrounded by trees. So let's go ahead and see what we find.
Scene. Explore photo button. Processing.
All right. Dragging my finger around.
Tree?
We found a tree.
Tree?
Oh, there it goes.
Tree? Tree?
Looks like there's two trees in this photo.
Tree?
Or is that three? One? Let's see.
Bird. Tree?
Oh, there's a bird.
Tree?
So we have a bird,
tree?
A tree, and a tree. So let's go ahead and double tap and get out of this photo.
Scene. Back. Button. A body of water surround. Probably a bench on a sidewalk. 3:26 p.m.
Okay, probably a bench on a sidewalk. Now, sometimes this will happen where seeing AI cannot detect objects. And if I remember correctly, this is one of those photos. So we're going to go ahead and explore, and I will show you what can happen sometimes.
Scene. Probably a bench on a sidewalk. Move to row 1 of 2. Explore photo button.
So we're going
to
go ahead and tap this.
Processing. Alert. Error. No information was found in the photo. Okay. Button.
So that sometimes can happen.
Scene. Back. Button.
I don't know if it has to do with the camera angle or what, but it happens. So we'll just move on to the next photo.
Probably a bench on a sidewalk. A body of water surrounded by trees. 3:26 p.m. A duck. Quick help. Button.
Whoops. We lost focus here.
One face. One. A body of water. A body of water. A body of water surrounded by trees. 3:25 p.m. A body of water. Chapel Hill. In. 3:00.
Let's do this one. This one has a location attached to it.
Scene. A a body of water. Explore photo.
Go ahead
button.
And explore this photo and see what we get. And I'll do one more photo. And that'll lead into our next feature.
Processing. Tree. Tree. Tree.
So we get a tree. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of this photo and...
Scene. Scene. Back. Button. A body of water. One face. A man looking at the camera. Indianapolis. In.
So we're going to go ahead and look at this particular photo. I'm going to explore it.
Scene. Scene. Explore photo. Button.
Explore photo.
Processing. Two items detected. Move your finger over the screen to explore.
Two items detected. Alrighty. So that's what we're going to do. We are going to move our finger around the screen and explore and see
person.
What we find. We found a person.
32-year-old man with brown hair looking neutral.
Okay, so the description appears to show up as a secondary object in the photo. Now you can actually go and...
Back button. Hide text blocks button.
Flick to the hide text blocks button if you prefer. If you find that there's just a lot of text or something in a photo and it gets cumbersome to explore, you can go ahead and hide that. I'm going to go ahead and leave it on.
Quick help button.
And then you have your quick help button.
Quick help button.
Now, interestingly enough, I'm not getting voiceover sounds at this point, but I did not turn my voiceover sounds off. I just wanted to let you guys know in case you were like, where's the voiceover sounds? Let's go ahead and double tap on quick help and see what we have.
Close button.
We have a close button. Now, these modes, these quick help buttons are available in all of Seeing AI's modes. So if you just forget how to take a better scan of a document or something, you could go to the document channel and choose on quick help and read the advice that they give you. And I think they link you to YouTube videos as well. But we'll see what we have for this.
Explore photo. Heading. Explore the elements in the photo by moving one finger over the screen. You'll hear the names of objects spoken out as your finger passes over them. Object detection isn't always correct. To help us improve it, please send us your feedback. Seeing AI also recognizes text in the image. If you find there is too much text, you can switch to exploring only objects and people. Seeing AI also recognizes text.
And that's the end of the help, so we're going to go ahead and hit close.
Close button. Processing.
It's reanalyzing the photo.
Two items detected.
All
Move your finger over the screen to explore. Person. Person. 32-year-old man with brown hair look... 32... Person. 32-year-old man with brown hair looking neutral.
So that is the secondary item. I am actually not 32. But this photo will allow us to lead into our next feature. So I'm going to go ahead and hit back. Actually, I'm going to double tap. I keep forgetting you have to double tap in the photo exploration mode.
Close button.
Before you can...
Processing. Zero item detected. Move your finger over the screen to explore.
That's interesting. I wasn't trying to do that.
Person. Close button. Close. Explore photo. Heading. Explore the elements in the photo. Explore. Close button.
Oh, processing. I see.
Two items detected. Move your finger over the screen
I
to explore.
I see what happened. So focus was still on the quick help button. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and flick to the back button.
Hot back button.
And now I can double tap.
Scene, scene. A man looking at the camera.
All right, and we're going to go ahead and go to the Seeing AI's main screen.
Back
so
button.
So I'm going to continue to hit back until
One
we get
face.
There.
One face. Back button. Browse photos. Button. Close. Button. Menu. But channel. Light. Adjustable. Scene. Currency. Scene preview. Current person.
Alrighty, so I am now in the person channel, and before we continue, I'm just going to go ahead and explore the screen to show you all what's here.
Menu button.
We have the menu button as before, if I flick right.
Quick help button.
We have quick help, and if I double tap this, it'll give us suggestions for the person channel, so I can demonstrate that really quickly.
Close button. Person heading. Scan your surroundings to find out how many people are around you, how close they are, and their facial expressions. If you've taught the app to recognize a particular person, their name will be announced when they come into view. You can teach. If you've taught the app to recognize a particular person, their name will be announced when they come into view. You can teach Seeing AI to recognize someone by selecting face recognition in the menu. Seeing AI will also tell you the position of each face it detects, which can be helpful for centering a person in the camera's view when taking a photo. After taking a photo, seeing it, I will give you an estimate of the person's facial characteristics and expressions. If you want to take a selfie, use the button on the main screen to change to the front-facing camera. Play the video tutorial. Link. Play the video. If you want to take page 1 of 1. Close. Button. Menu. Button.
Okay. So, what we're going to do is we're going to explore the screen. As I said earlier on, some of the contents of the screens will change depending on the channel you have selected. So, we are going to continue from here.
Quick help. Button.
There's quick help.
Take picture. Button.
Take picture.
Face recognition. Button.
Face recognition. So they've added...
Zero faces.
They've added the face recognition button to the main screen of the person channel, which is really handy. So if I continue to flick...
Pause announcements. Button.
We have pause announcements.
Resume announcements.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap that here just temporarily.
Switch to front camera. Button.
Switch to front camera. As Seeing AI said, if you're trying to take a selfie, then that is probably the better camera for the job. So if I double tap it...
Switch to back camera.
It says switch to back camera, so I'm going to double tap it again.
Switch to front camera.
So it's switching cameras. If I flick right...
Channel. Person. Adjustable.
We have the
Swipe
channel.
Swipe up or down with one... Channel.
And we are at the end of this screen. So, let's go ahead and teach Seeing AI about me. So I'm going to go ahead and flick to this. Well, just to be safe, I'm going to switch to front camera.
Switch to front camera. Button. Switch to back camera.
And I'm going to go ahead and flick to the...
Resume announce. Face rec. Take
face. Face recognition button, which I found.
Face rec. Close. Button.
Double tap it.
Quick help. Button. Switch to back camera. Button. Take picture. One face near. Zero faces. One face near bottom. One face near center. 1 foot away. Zero faces.
So I am moving the camera around and Seeing AI is automatically telling me when it detects a face and where the face is, as it said it would in the quick help for this channel. So I'm going to go ahead and explore the screen and try to keep Seeing AI from detecting my face and interrupting us.
3 of 3. Close. Button.
So we're on the close button.
Quick help. Button. Switch to back camera. But take picture. Button. 0/3 photos taken. 0/3 photos taken.
Okay. Now, the first time you open this button, it's going to basically say something to the effect of, you know, make sure that you have somebody's permission before taking their photo for face recognition. I've already used this before, so it didn't ask me. So I'm going to go ahead and go through the process of having it recognize my face. So I'm going to go ahead and find that take picture button and then align the camera.
Take picture, but one face near left edge, one face near right edge, 1, 0 faces. One face near top right, one face near top edge, 1 foot away. One face near center, 1 foot away.
I'm going to double tap.
Take picture, button. Take picture, dimmed. Take picture, button. 1/3 photos taken.
Now I flicked right and it said 1 of 3 photos taken, so we're going to take 2 more.
Take picture, button. Take picture, dimmed. Take picture, button.
And 1 more.
Take picture, dimmed. Text field is editing. Enter person's name. Insertion point at start.
Okay, so now it wants my name. I'm going to go ahead and type Jason.
Cap H. Cap J. Cap J. A. S. O. M. M. Delete. M. N. N.
Jason, not Jason. And we're going to go ahead.
Done.
And hit done.
Done. Back button. Recognizable people. Heading.
And now it's showing us recognizable people.
Add button.
There's an add button if we wanted to add another person.
These people can be recognized. Heading. Jason.
Now, it didn't say that there were actions available, but there are. So if I flick up and down, we get.
Delete.
Delete.
Activate. And default.
Activate default.
Jason.
So if I double tap this.
Text field is editing. Enter person's name. Insertion point at start. Cap Q. Tech dot back button.
I could change the name.
Done. Dimmed button.
I'm not going to do that.
Done. Done.
So.
Tech. Done. Dimmed button. Back button.
We're going to go ahead and hit back.
Jason.
All right. We're going to go ahead and hit back again.
Back button. Back. Menu button.
And we are going to go ahead and reselect browse photos.
Close button. Browse photo. Help. Oops. Browse photos button.
Browse photos.
A duck swimming in a body of water. 3:30. Probably a flock of seagulls. A bird swimming. A group of people. A body of water. Probably a bench. A body of water. A body of water. A body of water. One face. A man looking at the camera. Indianapolis.
One face, a man looking at the camera. So earlier I said I was not going to show you the reanalyze photo button feature because it wasn't going to change the description of the photos, and that's true. However, in this case, if I double tap on the photo,
scene, a man looking at the camera.
And if I flick right, location, Indianapolis, Indiana.
People, 32-year-old man with brown hair looking neutral. Date, Thursday. Share button, reanalyze button.
I'm going to go ahead and hit the reanalyze button and see what we get.
Processing.
I'm going to reread the screen because it didn't read it to me.
Back button. Expand button. Scene. A man looking at the camera. Location. Indianapolis. People. Jason. 32-year-old man with brown hair looking neutral.
So it says people Jason. So now if I go ahead and explore the photo, and again, I'm not 32.
Explore photo button. Processing.
All right, now I can drag my finger around the screen.
Person. Jason, 32-year-old man with brown hair looking neutral.
So as you can see, it is now identifying me in the photo. So those are the new features available in Seeing AI, the ability to explore photos, the ability to arrange, show, and hide channels, and the face recognition button on the main screen of the person channel. I hope you guys have found this to be a useful demo cast. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can do so by emailing me at jason@iaccessibility.net. You can follow me on Twitter at JDE91, that is Juliet Delta Echo 91. And you can also search for me on Facebook, just search for Jason Earls. I do ask that if you do add me to Facebook, please let me know that you found me from the IA cast. And you will hear iAccessibility's contact info in our theme. I'd like to thank you all for listening, and have a great day. Bye, everyone. This show has been brought to you by the IACast Network. We love hearing from you. Email us at feedback@iaccessibility.net. Got Twitter? Follow us at iAccessibility1. Facebook? Search for iAccessibility. Download our free apps for iOS and Android, and keep up with all of our content at iAccessibility.net. If you'd like to donate to our show, hit the PayPal button on our website and get early access to our outtakes with a donation at patreon.com/iacast. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.